Stay tuned as we talk about Jehovah, God of the Valleys, today, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Shalom, and welcome to Messianic Perspectives, a daily program where we look into the scriptures from a distinctive first century Jewish point of view. I'm Liz Aiello. Today, Dr. Gary Hedrick will be talking about how we can trust the Lord, not only when we're enjoying those mountain experiences, but also when we're trying to find our way through the valleys of life. I'll be back a little later with information about a special offer, so have your pencil and paper ready. Now with today's study, here is Dr. Gary Hedrick.
Thank you and welcome, listening friend. It's good to have you with us again today as we continue this series of studies on Jehovah, God of the Valleys. And what we've been doing in this series of studies is looking at the seven valleys that are mentioned in Scripture and what each of them represents. And last time we were talking about valley number 5, which is probably the one everyone is most familiar with. It's the valley of the shadow of death, from Psalm 23. And when we ran out of time on the last program, we were talking about the fact that the 23rd Psalm was written by David, the shepherd king of Israel. And of course, David is always seen in the Tanakh, or the Jewish Bible, as a type or a forerunner of the Messiah. The Hebrew title of the Messiah is Moshiach ben David, Messiah son of David. That means Messiah was to be descended from the royal house of David. Now, Jews and Christians agree on that much. Where we part ways is on the issue of the identity of the Messiah. Who is he? Christians, of course, believe there are essentially two advents of the Messiah. Number one was 2,000 years ago at Bethlehem. Number two will be at the close of the tribulation, and we call that the second coming. We arrive at that conclusion that there are two comings by a process of deduction, because there are two tracks of messianic prophecy that run through the scriptures. Therefore, there must be two advents of the Messiah. On the other hand, most Jewish scholars today would say that the Messiah must fulfill all of the prophecies at once. They scoff at the idea that he would have to come once to fulfill some of the prophecies and then come again later to fulfill the rest of them. But it's interesting that some of the ancient rabbis recognized those two sets of prophecies, messianic prophecies, and they resolved the discrepancy by suggesting that there would be two messiahs. Moshiach ben Yosef, Messiah son of Joseph, would be the one to fulfill the suffering servant prophecies, like the one we all know in Isaiah 53 and others. Some of the rabbis said he would be killed in the battle of Gog and Magog in Ezekiel 38 and 39. And then the other Messiah would be Moshiach ben David, Messiah son of David, who would be the kingly Messiah, the ruler of Israel. He would be the one to build the third temple, to bring all the Jews back to Israel and initiate the Messianic age. But the vast majority of Orthodox Jewish scholars would say that there is one Messiah who comes one time and fulfills all of the prophecies. That's their position. But even they will tell you they don't know who he will be. Many of the ultra-Orthodox believe he's alive today. Some of them even think they know who he will be. Some of them think he will be their Rebbe. But I don't know any Orthodox Jew who would say for sure he knows who the Messiah will be. So the question really has to do with the identity of the Messiah. And there are some interesting clues in the Hebrew text of the Jewish Bible. Believe it or not, I'm indebted to an Orthodox Jewish scholar that I've been in dialogue with for about a year now for what I'm about to give you. And a few weeks ago, this gentleman challenged me to look at Genesis 49:10 in the Hebrew Bible. because he said the Hebrew text included some encoded clues as to the identity of the Messiah. So I said, well, yeah, I'll do it. And I looked at it in the Hebrew, and I couldn't see anything out of the ordinary, just 14 Hebrew words. In English, it says, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. That's Genesis 49:10. And that's basically what it says in the Hebrew. So I needed some help. And the greatest Hebrew scholar I know is Joseph, the rabbi from Israel, who became a believer back in 1986. So I called Yosef in Chicago, and I asked him to look at Genesis 49:10 in his Hebrew Bible and tell me if he saw anything unusual. And he said, well, let me look it over this evening, and I'll call you tomorrow. That's the rabbinical training, you see, very thorough, very methodical. He called me the next day, and he said, you'd better sit down and get comfortable, because I've got a lot to tell you. And here's what he said. There are 14 words in the Hebrew text of Genesis 49:10. It's part of the blessing Jacob gave to Judah, one of his 12 sons. If you take the first letter of each of those 14 Hebrew words, those 14 letters form a sentence. Now, here are the letters in Hebrew, and I'll also give you the English equivalent for the Hebrew word each letter represents. Here they are. Number one, Lamed, English not. Number two, Yod, depart. Number three, Shin, scepter. Number four, Mem, from. Number five is the Hebrew letter Vav, lawgiver. Number six, Mem, from between. Number seven, Reish, his feet. Number eight, Ain, shall not depart. Number nine, Kaf, because. Number 10, Yod, come. Number 11, Shin, Shiloh. Number 12, Vav, and to him. Number 13, Yod, obedience. Number 14, Ain, people or nations. Now you put the letters together, and here's the sentence. Shmi Yeshua Melech Roy. Here's the translation. My name, Yeshua, King Shepherd. Shmi Yeshua Melech Roy. My name, Yeshua, King Shepherd. The identity of Shiloh was miraculously encoded in the Hebrew text of Genesis 49:10, 1,500 years before Yeshua of Nazareth was ever born. I said, Yosef, that's amazing. He said, that's not all. Here's what else he told me. He said the Hebrew text of Judah's blessing in Genesis chapter 49, verses 8 through 12, includes every letter of the Hebrew alphabet but one. It leaves out the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Zayin. But why? Well, the word Zayin means weapon in Hebrew, so the Zayin may have been omitted because Judah was to be the one through whom Messiah would come, and Messiah is the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 2:4 says that when Messiah appears, he will do away with all warfare and weaponry. And since Messiah is descended from the line of David and the tribe of Judah, it's perfectly fitting that the Zayin, or weapon, be omitted from Judah's blessing. And there's still more. Yosef said, Gary, you know that each letter in the Hebrew alphabet has a numerical value. And I said, yes, I know that. It's called gematria. Aleph is 1, Beth is 2, Gimel is 3, Daleth is 4, and so on. Zayin is 7, Yod is 10, Kaf is 20, Lamed is 30, Mem is 40, and on, all the way up to 400. Now, if there's any question about the correlation between Shiloh in Genesis 49:10 and Messiah, son of David, consider this. There are 14 words in the Hebrew text of Genesis 49:10. Now, look at the Hebrew name Dovid, or David. It's three Hebrew characters, D, V, D, Daleth, Vav, Daleth. Now, take the combined numerical values represented by David's name. Daleth is 4, Vav is 6, and Daleth again is 4 more. 4 plus 6 plus 4 equals what? 14. Exactly the number of words in the Hebrew text of Genesis 49:10. Isn't that remarkable? Let me tell you something, my friend. We owe so much to the Jewish people. They originated the study of biblical numerology long before we did. And while I understand that numerology has been abused and some people have taken it to a ridiculous extreme, we need to beware of throwing out the baby with the bathwater. There are numerical patterns in the Hebrew text of the scriptures that defy human explanation. A team of experts in Israel has been using computers for several years to analyze these patterns, and the results have been absolutely astounding. In fact, there are professors now from Hebrew University of Jerusalem, Tel Aviv University, Yale University, and Harvard University, all involved in studying these amazing mathematical patterns that we find in the Hebrew text. Let me give you one more interesting tidbit from the Hebrew text of Genesis 49. This came from Yosef as well. The Hebrew spelling of Judah is Yod, He, Vav, Daleth, He, Yehuda. Now, the Daleth signifies blood. Remove the Daleth from the word Yehuda, and what you have left is Yod, He, Vav, He, YHVH. It's the name of God. Yahweh. In Hebrew, Yod, He, Vav, He. Now, think about that. Moshiach came from the tribe of Judah, Yehuda, gave his blood, the Daleth, as the sacrifice for sin. Then he returned to his glory in heaven as Yahweh, YHVH, the second person of the triune Godhead. Isn't that fascinating? We could go on for another hour, but our time is almost gone, so the point we're making was this. David was an Old Testament type or symbol of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Shepherd King of Israel. Yeshua himself said in John chapter 10 that he was the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep, he said. And I'm sure Jesus had in mind the 23rd Psalm when he said those words, because he's the Good Shepherd of the church. He's the Shepherd King of Israel. And in the 23rd Psalm, the valley of the shadow of death was a place of provision. Well, that's all of our time for today, listening friend. You take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gary. And thank you, listening friend, for tuning in today. You've been listening to Messianic Perspectives, the Bible teaching ministry of Dr. Gary Hedrick and CJF Ministries. If you enjoyed today's study, you'll be glad to know that our special offer this week is the CD of this current series of studies on Jehovah, God of the Valleys, by our Bible teacher, Dr. Gary Hedrick. It's available for a suggested contribution of just $6 or more. The series is also available in booklet form. The title is Jehovah, God of the Valleys, by our Bible teacher, Dr. Gary Hedrick. It's available for your gift of just $7 or more to help us keep this program here on your station. Just visit our secure online store at messianicspecialties.com to place your order. If you would prefer to order by mail, just address your request to Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. To order by phone, use our toll-free order line. The number is 1-800-926-5397. Even if you're one of our regular listeners, you still may not know that we're much more than just a radio program. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries, one of the largest missionary organizations in the world. We currently have missionary families serving the Lord all over the world, including the United States, Canada, South America, England, France, and of course, Israel. So when you write, consider helping us with a gift above the suggested amount. We'd be very grateful. And as always, when you're in touch with us, please mention the call letters of this station. If you're listening to our webcast or podcast, we need to know that too. I'm Liz Aiello. Join us next time, won't you, as Dr. Gary Hedrick continues our series of studies on Jehovah, God of the Valleys. Right here on Messianic Perspectives. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries of San Antonio, Texas, and is made possible on this station by the free will contributions of our listeners in this area.